Peace, peace, peace to you all. And I hope everyone is doing well on this wonderful, wonderful Saturday. It is beautiful. The sun is shining here in Pittsburgh. And I am your big sis, LaShawn Reed, your mentor, your character coach, your coordinator, whatever you need me to be in your life, that's what I will be to you. So I just wanted to come on today just to remind you all of how much God loves us and just how much God is always on time. He is never late. He's always on time. And I just wanted to just share something with you all from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. Now, I just wanted to share this because I know a lot of us, we struggle daily with, you know, feeling like everything is going wrong, or, you know, sometimes God may give us a reset on our life and we just don't understand why. Well, let me clarify this for you. What God is downloading on me right now is to share with you all that, listen, sometimes it is not the right time and sometimes it is the perfect time. So as I talk to you all just in our segments on our Facebook group page, New Day Empowerment, if you're not following that page, I suggest you go and do so now. But as we always talk about time, like, there is a time for everything. There's a time for every season. There is a time for everything that you are going through in your life. And sometimes what we are facing is a season of a reset. And if you pay attention to what's going on in the world is on a reset. And I believe you are on a reset as well, meaning certain things may be falling apart in your life, or you may be dealing with a spirit of confusion because God is trying to get your attention. He is trying to get your attention. He is trying to get your attention, whether it's in your finances, your relationships, in your business, in your career, in your personal life, whatever is going on. I want you to take a step back and just observe the whole view of your life and what's taking place. And I need you to really identify what is taking place. What is going on? Why am I experiencing all this? Why is God taking me through all of this when I felt like this was the perfect time to launch the business? Let me tell you why. There is something that's in the background, in the spiritual realm, that you cannot see, that we cannot see, that God is fighting to make sure that whatever it is that's happening for, that's going wrong now, it's going to work for your good. He does everything with intention, and I need you to know that and believe that God is never late. He is always on time. So when you are second guessing yourself or questioning, when you may be going through a storm, it may seem like a disaster. Listen, God is working everything for your good. Something that you thought was good was not good for you, so he had to stop it and do whatever he needed to do in that time of destruction to get your attention. I know this from experience. I feel like God literally just protected me from a certain business endeavor that I was about to get into that I thought was good for me, but God has something different for me. And I thank him every day for that, because this is why I have the time to get on here and speak with you all, share God's word with you all, and just move in the light that God seely true and have for me in my life. And not speaking, I always wanted to speak to multiple people, multiple women across the world, just about themselves and helping people identify their true selves and things as such. But let me tell you, I had a whole nother plan for my life. I had contracts, business, everything that I thought was good for me. And really, in reality, once I stepped back and God hit the reset on my life, now I'm looking like, wow, he has really given me peace and saved me from the destruction that I was literally about to cause for myself because I thought that I knew what was good for me. But let me tell y'all something. When God is telling you to rest, when God is telling you to move, you just need to listen. But you only know what God is saying is when you are in a surrender place, a moment of silence with yourself, when you are calm and you are literally in surrender mode to hear whatever God has for you. Don't get caught up on what's going wrong. Look at what God is restoring and making right in your life, because there is always a lesson to everything that we face or that we go through in this life. So I need you to know what God says about time. God is always on time. He is always on time. And he teaches us to understand that in his time, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. Listen, I ain't gonna go all into it, but I need you all to go in and check out Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and he explains everything. You might just be in a season of literally tearing down, and it might not be the building season, because like I said, everybody needs a reset. Everybody needs a time to step back and realize where they are in their life and what is taking place. God will not allow you to move to that next level in your life if you are not present and aware of what's taking place in your here and your now. Get in tune, get in line. Pray to God, ask him for clarification, and I promise you, your answers will be revealed to you. God says, seek, and it will be revealed, okay? So I need you to seek so it can be revealed. Stop looking around, asking regular people, human beings just like you, what are you supposed to do next? Now, I'm not saying God does use his people to get a message to his people, but you gotta know how to discern the difference between the two, okay? So I love you guys. I know that you are going to be great in anything that you choose to do, but know that everything happens on God's time. Listen, you can establish a thing in your heart, but God is the one who prepares your footsteps to go through the path that he has designed for your life. You can put something on your heart, but God has to give you the go-ahead, the steps to move forward. So you cannot do anything without God. And if anybody told you differently, I'm sorry, but I'm telling you now from my own experience, put God first. Make God your foundation in your life, in your relationships, in your career, in your business, and watch it flourish. Watch it blossom into something that you never thought it could be, because that's just how God rolled. That's how he operates. That's who he is. His timing and what he do is unmeasurable. And like I said, I love you guys. Enjoy this Saturday. Peace out.